If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But him coming back will be a big plus.
And you changed your goalkeeper last week. Is it only right now that Dean gets a run of games to kind of establish himself if he shows enough form?
Well, he done nothing wrong last week, and he never really had a safety make. It was good with the ball, no chance of the goals. And as I said before, I thought Barton just needed a little break, just mentally and physically, I think, because of the World Cup, which Cousins as well, which can take it out of you. So I expect him to bounce back strongly. Dino at the minute's in, and it's his turn.
It's about to react as you'd expect professionally this last week.
Brilliant. But I don't expect anything less because the type of lad he is. He's a terrific pro and a good guy, and I'm pretty sure he'll bounce back.
You hinted at it there, and you also mentioned when I asked you about Harry Wright last week in terms of a goalkeeper being able to play football. How important is that they can use their feet the way you want to play?
Well, the way I want to play, you've got to be in it. It's maybe a little bit new to them. But as I said to him, any mistakes, it's my fault, because I'm asking them to play that way. And there's no pressure on them, no pressure that they have to go and be like Maradona at the back. It's nothing like that. It's the way I want to play the game. And to be fair, the goalkeepers, they've handled it really, really well.
Already on the eve of the January transfer window, you're being linked with Stoke players left, right and centre for obvious reasons. Might that be an avenue that you go down when you recruit next month?
No, well, who are they?
Charlie Adam, Peter Crouch are a couple of names that have come up. There'll be more, I'm sure.
Crouch, yeah. Listen, two good guys, no problem there, but it's not one that because I was an ex-Stoke manager, it's unfair to speak about the guys. And there's ones we've identified to try and get in, and we'll try and get lads in.
Are those the sort of players, though, in terms of at that stage of their career, it's maybe not a window for young, promising talent?
Ideally, you don't want ones that know this league or who know it, really. And that's what I'm kind of looking at. And a wee bit more experienced than the what we've got. As I said before, we need a little bit of help in a number of areas. I don't mind one young one coming in at certain times, but predominantly we need lads that know the league.
Clearly not concerned about performances, but what about results? It is still four successive defeats
now, Paul. Yeah, absolutely. But as I said, the football we've been playing, great. And if I always keep concentrating on results, I'll forget everything else, and then it doesn't work. The whole structure doesn't work. You've got to have an eye on the whole infrastructure here. We're playing a really good brand of football at the minute, which is important to me to play, and the belief's there. We don't have big guys in the team. We can just go back to front. We don't have it in our locker. So we have to find a way to play with the ball, and the football we're playing is absolutely fantastic. I love watching this, playing the game, but it's turning, and everybody feels it. And I said before, we're not too far away if you've been a hell of a side.
And one of those lads up front who's done really well, Freddie, what do you think you've done for him? He said in the last few days he thinks he's playing his best football for the club at the minute.
I think he's been brilliant, Freddie Sears. I really do. I think the way he plays the game and the understanding of what we're asking him to do and how he wants to perform, but he's been excellent since we've came. I never probably realised he was probably as good as what he is, but his performances have been second to none.
It clearly helps out defensively as well. You see him back there at left back helping out Jonas. He drifts in field and does a job.
Does great. And as I said, he's playing a lot of enthusiasm, Freddie. I think he's enjoying his football, which certainly helps. And as I said, he looks a threat every time he goes forward. His enthusiasm for the game is brilliant for us. So, I'm really, really happy with him.
Talked a lot about Jack in recent times. He had another excellent game at Stoke. How much has Flynn impressed you? He did ever so well last weekend, didn't he, in the centre of the park?
As I said before, this club's got a right few good players, really good ones, young ones. Need a little bit of time. Andre, Flynn, Jack. There's some really, really good ones. And there's ones under that. Trevor's only 19, but he's obviously not our player. But the future of the football club's in really good shape. And these three have been very, very good. As I say, you look at it, two 19-year-olds and two 18-year-olds in the pitch on Saturday against a team that's just been relegated. It's no normal. It's no normal. And ideally, like the Blood Day guys, where your team's probably, or your club's going stronger and there's more experience to help them, but you're having to rely on them. It'll be good for their own development, but performance-wise, they've been very good.
I was going to ask you if long-term it will help these lads, that the situation they're in at the moment, do you feel, in their careers?
It will do, yeah. The more games you play, the better they become, and it'll be beneficial for this football club, because, as I said, they're only starting on the first rung of the ladder, and if they keep their feet on the ground and they do the right things, then they're going to have big careers.
And I'd imagine you're the sort of manager that allows the boys to have a Christmas party, to let their hair down. You're not one of these that looks at the league table and thinks we should be having extra training sessions rather than a beer, that kind of thing.
You just try to get me to ask if they're going out or whether they're going out. I think that I'll decide later on what's going to happen with that. And I've got my own opinion on what I think of Christmas nights or parties, whatever the case may be. So I'll probably keep that in house, I think.
Do you get the boys in on Christmas Day for a session? What's the plan over the Christmas period?
No, we have to, because we play. We'll train at night, and because we've got a game on the Boxing Day. So there'll be no. We don't have a real respite, really. It's full on.
Is it a must-win, this one against Wigan this weekend? You can see why every single town supporter heading to the ground will feel that.
Yeah, if I was here at the start of the season, you asked me that, I'd give you the same answer. Every game's a must-win. I've never played any games where it's never a must-win. Doesn't matter if it's in August or whatever the case may be. Doesn't matter if it's the start of the season. You have to try and win games, and this one's no different from when Ipswich played their first game this season.
What do you make of their season so far? It's not easy, teams coming up from League One to the Championship, is it?
No, but they've done well. I think it's a difficult game. We're at home and we're playing well. That's the thing we've got, playing well. And if we keep the form going, it's turning. So we just have to keep doing what we're doing, and then let's see what happens.
Wherever he's been the last few years, Paul Cook's done a good job. He did some good work at Fratton Park and then got the move to Wigan, didn't he? He's got something about him.
Yeah, I don't really know Paul that well. I've met him a couple of times, and seems to have done a good job. But again, I'm more focused on us and what we're going to do.
Lovely. Thanks, Paul.
All right.
Paul, we had John Nolan here a second ago, who was infusing about the atmosphere in the squad, saying that you've come in and obviously really lifted things. How have you managed to achieve that, given, you know, the guys that have been here all season, you know, the struggles they've endured on the pitch?
You just come in and you sense the club, Tom. I think you sense the feeling of it. As I said before, I thought when I first came in, there was really a lot of apathy there in the football club, here in the stadium. Everything I thought was too downbeat. And first and foremost, you have to get people playing with freedom and get them enjoying football. There's no point wanting to be a footballer if you don't want to enjoy it. There's no point in that. I don't see the reason I want to be a footballer if you don't want to enjoy what you're doing. I said at the time, have fun what you're doing, play with freedom, and let's see what it takes us. But and that's where they've been playing, to be fair. They've been playing that freedom and having fun with it. We've just been unfortunate in a lot of games that we've been in the better teams. Without a doubt, we've been the better side. And but if you keep on doing what they're doing, it will turn, and they'll be a better team for it.
Goodness me, it must make your life a lot easier if you get that first win in terms of motivating and keeping the players enthused.
No, honestly, not really. Because the training ground's been fantastic atmosphere, and it's something we try and keep. Even if we lost games, I come in every day and you get them going again. There's never been one downbeat day we've had here, even though we've lost some games, because you know they're playing well, and that dilutes a lot of stuff because they're playing that type of football that I like. They enjoy it, and we have fun in the training ground. But when we work really hard, and that's the pleasing aspect.
You've spoken with great affection about the fans.
Yeah.
It's incredible, really, how Ipswich have struggled at home the whole of 2018.
Yeah. If you're going to do anything in a league, your home form has to be your bread and butter, really. You pick up points away, then great, but you have to get your home form kind of sorted, and it gives you a chance of trying to do something. And I can't speak for what happened before, because I don't really know. But the level that the fans are supporting us right now, this is no normal, this situation, because the support the team's got is incredible. The way they get behind us, even last week, they were they were brilliant. But I think they recognise the football we're playing, and everybody's desperate to win for them as well, to give them something. But I said before, if we just all stick together, this will turn. And once it does turn, this will be a brilliant place.
You spoke with Brenner about Christmas coming up, training schedule, etc. Possibly a Christmas party, possibly not.
That's because he wants to go.
Do you enjoy the sort of January sale sort of thing? I mean, the wheeling and dealing. Mm. I guess as a manager, you're going to be on the phone more now than ever. I mean, do you enjoy that whole sort of thing?
No, I don't. No, I don't think the January windows is a. It's a nonsense, I think. I think it's a nonsense. Because what I won't do is bring in people that I think, I just make up a number because we've got too many players and you panic and all that sort of thing. The euphoria of this one's getting linked with you, this one's getting linked with you, and you think there's absolutely no way they're going to come here, or there's a chance that he's going to come. So I don't really get caught up in the euphoria of it because I think it's a nonsense to join the window.
So you don't keep your phone too close to you throughout January then?
No, I do, but that's why I think it's a nonsense. The managers have to be put under that stress to try and get people in every time. It's not an easy window. But we've identified ones well before now, and we will try and get them in.
Thank you.
All right.
That's two. Teddy Bishop starts at Forest. You took him out for the slight game, mm-hmm. and he scores a couple of goals. The 23s this week. How is he sort of physically at the moment, Paul?
He's okay. The Forest game was his first game in 2 years, from the start. That's absolutely ridiculous. You cannot expect a young kid to go into games of magnitude one after the other. I mean, you've had 2 years out. That's incredible length of time. I think he's a really good player, as I've always said, but. Also, I don't want him to break down, which is important for me because I don't, even for himself, we can't afford him to break down again. And I think that's, you've got to protect him a little bit. But Bish is going to be a good player. And he's got to learn the game, without a doubt, but he plays a little bit off the cuff because that's the way he plays. But I've got to protect him as well.
So you've got to keep him wrapped in Colton Muller a little bit longer, do you think?
One game in 2 years is an incredible. Low ratio. It's not that's no normal. And we threw him in at Forest because one, I've got to see him anyway playing in a big game and how he can handle it. And two, that level after 2 years out is a big jump for him.
Mm. What was your report back on the 23s like? It was quite a senior team on Monday.
Yeah.
Any of those giving you food for thought from?
23 football will never really change my mind of a player. All it is just. A makeup of, yeah, let's have a game. I've never changed to what it is a first team. I've never really judged many people on it because I don't think it's a massive, massive competitive on it. It's took away a lot of stuff for the first team. So I'll judge it by more than I in training. Yeah, because I know what the lads can do. 23 football is hard for experienced lads to play, but I'll never judge anybody by a 23 game, you know.
You're short on strikers at the moment. Ellis Harrison came on for the last 10 minutes or so last weekend and
did okay,
in that little cameo.
Yeah.
Where's he at in terms of his recovery at the moment?
He's doing well, Ellis. Jordan's been playing well anyway, I think, since we've come in. Ellis was obviously injured when we came in, but he's doing a lot better. And you're right, I thought the last 10 minutes or so he'd done well when he came on. So, he's done okay.
Is he the type of striker that sort of fits your brand of football in terms of the high press, a little bit of an all-rounder in terms of what he brings to the table?
Well, he's a young guy, so he should be able to get around the pitch. When as I said before, when we came he was injured, but I think Ellis can make a contribution to it because of his stature. He's quite a big lad. He knows the way we play, and he's bubbly, Ellis. I'll give him that. He's certainly bubbly.
Talking about the January transfer window and potential ins, is there a potential for outs as well? Might you have to?
Nobody will leave until I think we can get people in. Nobody, I'll never sanction anybody to leave until I think we can get people in that I think is going to help us. Then I might look at it and say, okay, maybe one or two, but I'll never release anybody and think, yeah, until I think people.
So regardless of contract situations and things like that, you would rather keep people in the building because you know you need everybody here. Is that what you're saying?
We need everybody here. I know lads are in the last year of their contract. You can't stop that. That's before my time. The lads that are coming out of contract, I can't stop that. With it, I need to look at the club's interest as well. But I won't put any player before the club. Club's always got to come first, and that's important.
And speaking to Marcus, there's no sense that you might have to move people on in terms of being able to do the business, incoming business you want to do?
No, not really, but if we bring people in, then you know that we have to look at lads maybe going out on loan or something, but up until somebody comes in this door, then nobody will leave. I said there's obviously one or two lads out of contract come the summer, and we have to look at that.
You made any decision on the loan situation, one way or another, in terms of who you might send back and who you might recall from loans?
No, I've not looked that far. I mean, I've just I know what's happening with it, but I've not looked that far with ins and outs.
Fair enough. Can we have our weekly Emma Hughes and Tom Adeyemi update, please?
Hughes is doing well. Hopefully next week he might be with Jim, the fitness guy. So he's doing well. In touch with, he's been quite good. Tom's still on schedule, I think, to start after the new year. So the two of them lads are doing well.
Yeah, and you've mentioned home form. Just to sort of elaborate on that, really, the next two games are at home.
Yeah.
How important are they in terms of the mood in the camp here is good, which you've said, but in terms of keeping that belief amongst the fans who have been great, it's important that they see
absolutely,
these next two, isn't it?
As I said, when I come in, I can never predict a result, but what I will, 100% sure, guarantee we'll be ready for games. And if we keep the same level that we were playing, it will turn. You have to keep persevering and don't go away from your belief of playing the way we're playing. And if, as I said before, the fans have been absolutely brilliant. It's not a normal situation, the club being, as I said before, the bottom of the table and then you get clapped off and things like that. That's no normal. That. And that's why I know, if you get it right, this could be one hell of a place, that's for sure.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, thank you.
You mentioned experienced championship players as your main sort of targets. Supporting
you're
looking overseas as well. Is that likely to be
in January? It all depends. I won't turn away from anything. If I think one's good enough to come in, I look at it. As I said, it doesn't matter to me if they're young. If there's a hunger there to do it, and they want to come, then great. But predominantly, I think we need in this moment lads that maybe know the league and plus higher. I think that's what we have to look at.
And loans are obviously most likely given the
service. Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah, but as I said, I had loans before and touch wood, I've not had too many bad ones. So, we'll try and get the right ones in.
And having given your this to Marcus, have you actually sort of made any progress on any players that kind of...
I know what's going on, so I spoke to Marcus the other day, he was in here the other day, so we know exactly where we're going and we're trying to do, which is great, so things are ongoing.
Budget-wise, I know fans are always kind of interested in that.
No, you're not, you're interested in that.
Oh, yeah.
Fans ain't interested
in that.
No, they're not, you're interested in that. You're trying to pull the wool over my eyes there, you're interested in that. So to answer your question, it doesn't matter about money. Money doesn't always guarantee success or anything like that. Get the right people in for this club. As I said before, right or wrong, I'll do what's right for this club. I'll not put the club in a position where we spend a hell of a lot of money, we don't make a nose in anything. I've got to look after it, and that's what I'll do.
Experienced championship players these days are on quite big wages, aren't they, at a lot of clubs?
No, they are, absolutely. That's why you need the hungry ones that lads that are okay. But that's, you can't get in a negotiation with club to club. All I can do is try and sell the club to the individual. Other side of that will need to come from the people above me.
And we're going to hear with an ex-town manager in tow, Joe Royal, someone who's a kind of grandee of English football these days, isn't he?
Ah, brilliant, yeah. Brilliant stature of the game, which is good, obviously being ex-manager here as well, but statutorily Joe Royal, I think, is huge. And had a great career on both sides of it. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll get a nice hello from everybody.
And the fans, we've spoken a lot about fans and how you need fans behind. It's a very important aspect that fans have behind the team and from the off, isn't it?
Yeah. Since I've been here, they've always been there. They've always been right on it. And I can't ask any more from them either. They've been absolutely brilliant for me. And I'm saying right from the off, they've enjoyed the football. I think they enjoy everything that we're trying to do. They're no silly. They know exactly what we need as well. They know what's happened throughout the course of the season. They know what's happened in the summer. They know. They're not silly. But the support I've had, I can't thank them enough for what they've done for me.
And Saturday being such an important game, it's vital that the fans are behind the team from.
I know they will be. I know they will be because, as I said there, they've been excellent for me. And I say they can't thank me enough for the support they've given. And I know they'll turn up and they'll get right behind us.
Thank you.
All right.
See you later on. See you later.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.